time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Democrats had a great night Tuesday, securing electoral victories across the country. In Virginia, Democrat Ralph Northam won a bitter race for governor against Republican Ed Gillespie, who ran a barrage of attack ads hitting Northam on divisive issues like immigration, gang crime, and Confederate statues. From Asia, Trump trashed Gillespie.
Well, the president is in South Korea, but he has just tweeted about the race in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He said, quote, Ed Gillespie worked hard, but did not embrace me or what I stand for. Don't forget, Republicans won 4 out of 4 House seats. With the economy doing record numbers, we will continue to win even bigger than before, exclamation mark.
In New Jersey, Democrat Phil Murphy, a former investment banker and ambassador to Germany, defeated Kim Guadagno to succeed Chris Christie as governor. The transgender community won big.
Danica Rome is the first transgender woman elected in Virginia and the first elected to a state legislature anywhere in the country. Her election to the Virginia House of Delegates, she beat Republican incumbent Bob Marshall, who has been in office for 25 years and proudly has been calling himself Virginia's chief homophobe. He was the author of failed legislation in Virginia to ban transgender people from using public bathrooms of their choice.
I campaign on the platform of building up our infrastructure instead of tearing down each other. And that means fixing Route 28 locally here. And that also means working to make Virginia a more inclusive commonwealth. So no matter what you look like, where you come from, how you worship, who you love, how you identify, or any other inherent identifier that you have, you should be celebrated because of who you are, not despite it. And in the words of St. Francis de Sales, be who you are and be that well. And that message resonated. And a message of inclusion and equality resonated here. And for a national audience, I think it's really important that we note that discrimination is a disqualifier and that you can champion inclusion, you can champion equality and equity, and you can win.
In Minneapolis, Andrea Jenkins became the first openly transgender candidate to win a city council seat in a major city. And in Pennsylvania, Tyler Titus became the first openly transgender person elected in state history by winning a seat on the Erie School Board. In Maine, voters approved a measure allowing them to join 31 other states in expanding Medicaid under Obamacare. The referendum represented the first time since the Affordable Care Act took effect that the question of expansion was put before voters. Governor Paul LePage had vetoed 5 attempts to expand the program previously. The president delivered a speech to the South Korean National Assembly Tuesday, a few hours after a surprise visit to the Korean demilitarized zone was thwarted by bad weather. Trump called on all nations to join forces, quote, to isolate the brutal regime of North Korea.
This is the first time a U.S. president had made this kind of address. It was a different tack, really, for the U.S. President Donald Trump. We didn't hear the direct threats to destroy North Korea. We didn't hear the direct insults against the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, like Rocket Man. That would have made lawmakers very happy. But what we did hear instead was a very stark and blunt insult and criticism of the North Korean regime. Mr. Trump really did home in on the fact that that Kim Jong-un spends a lot more money on the nuclear and missile program than he does trying to feed his own people. It was a speech where he talked about the human rights abuses within the country. But it did take some by surprise that it was such a strong onslaught on the North Korean regime, calling it a cult. So certainly the North Koreans are not going to take very well to this, although they have told CNN that they would be watching very closely, but they wouldn't necessarily be listening too closely, because the fact is there is nothing that he can say, according to North Korea, that would change their minds about what's happening.
Today, I hope I speak not only for our countries, but for all civilized nations. When I say to the North, do not underestimate us and do not try us. Anyone who doubts the strength or determination of the United States should look to our past, and you will doubt it no longer. We will not permit America or our allies to be blackmailed or attacked. We will not allow American cities to be threatened with destruction. We will not be intimidated, and we will not let the worst atrocities in history be repeated here on this ground. We fought and died so hard to secure.
Of course, Trump couldn't resist an opportunity to plug one of his golf courses. Seriously.
And Korean golfers are some of the best on earth. In fact, and you know what I'm going to say, the Women's U.S. Open was held this year at Trump National Golf Club in Bedminster, New Jersey. And it just happened to be won by a great Korean golfer, Sung-hyun Park. I got the
And that's a bit of What's News for Now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener-funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.